You're now tuned in to radiodr.co.za.
I'm Nushi B. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Nushi B.
And I'm Danelle Mkobong.
And this is Wine O'Clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.
Like, bit of backstory, my mom died when I was 16, and then my sister took over my life. Like, I moved countries to live with my sister, and that was my life, you know? And it was always crazy that at 21, like, my dad cut me off financially, my sister cut me off financially, and I had to find a part-time job to kind of, like, live my entertainment budget.
Nam, life is hard.
No, it was moving to South Africa that was hard. Like, I kind of had to, like, figure out how to be an adult.
Yes.
But then, like, I'm always envious when I hear people say...
No, but, like...
It's not
everybody's got to figure out how to be an adult.
Like, shit, like, I think that's why at every point I've kind of gotten into a career and been like, oh, I like this. Okay, I'm over this. I want to do this. Because at 21, I had to kind of figure out how to make money quick.
Sure.
I didn't prostitute, by the way.
Forex.
I did not whore. Thank you very much.
It is a career, but I went into promo.
A very respectable career. Performed by employees that have dignity and respect from the communities.
Cool.
Sure.
That's prostitution. But
That's what I'm saying.
Promos?
Yes.
And I did that for a couple of years. And then, like, at some point, I was third year promo girl, and
but there are people
job.
That are your age that are saying that at the time when you did that, they were like, "Oh no way, bro! It can never be me. I can never do promos." One of them is sitting next to you,
Gandhi,
and the other one is sitting. Oh no, no, she would do it. No, she would do it.
Best promo girl.
Yeah, you do. You like that shit.
And
but
I did that.
The other guy, this guy here, the producer, he's from that school.
What?
He's from the
promo.
I'd rather bum it out than
Shrek.
No, mate. I like pretty things. I've always liked pretty things. Yeah. I've always been given pretty things. I've always had access to pretty things.
Ah.
So not having pretty things is a problem to
no,
my life.
There's a large number of people that are just like, I'd rather bum it out than...
You would rather bum it out?
Yeah, but my footprint was low. My economic footprint was low.
Of course it was. You didn't have a job.
Exactly. Some people don't have a job.
You don't have a job.
Some people don't have a job and have large economic footprints. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What you're saying.
But like,
hear what you're saying.
I was a promo girl. I had a full-time job. Bro. And I was a student.
You're paying for your entertainment. I'm not going to DJ, man. Hey. See, I'm going to DJ. So that was coming for me in that respect.
We were doing the riders before the rider was the rider.
Yeah. I doubled up on pretty privileged. Yes, and I knew people. I knew bartenders.
Mm-mm-mm.
I knew bouncers. Yeah. Like, I kind of figured out the system very early.
Which is a conversation for another day. The fact that there is a system that is manipulated like that.
Like, right?
Pretty girl privilege.
No,
it's
nigga.
Not pretty man privilege.
How dare you?
There is. It's called being a gigolo.
Yeah.
Pegan.
No. Bums up.
The type of people a gigolo sleeps with for money and the type of people that a pretty woman sleeps with for money are very different.
Are the same type of people.
Nah.
You don't always need to sleep with anybody.
But they do.
But they does.
I didn't.
You sell the dream.
Work the system? Okay, there's the respectable system, the non-whoring system.
You worked. Let's talk about the girls that don't work with the large economic footprints.
Okay. We don't know them.
And the guys.
And the guys, yes.
I don't know them
don't
girls.
Know them.
I think that should be like your next flipping 1 o'clock, or one of them needs to be.
Oh, now we need to find someone.
Large economic. No. About people that have just grinded their whole life.
No, but we can always do that. But then.
Or hashtag blessed.
Like, no, but then it seems like we're judgy.
No. Invite somebody for a conversation.
If I can get a rich man to buy me a car.
Invite somebody for a conversation about, like, bro, and you know people.
Who?
You guys both know people. Don't be shocked.
Okay,
you guys cooler.
Me and Jamaz and you guys are billionaires.
Guys, both of you and
I need people. I would can people introduce me to people? Guys, good.
Ibo Nina. How about Ibo? There are many among you. There are many among you. It's shock that you guys are portraying means that you guys are great friends, and we'll clap twice for that. Yeah, but.
Loyal to the union.
Loyal, but yes. That's about to the drink around tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but guess what? Get your city. Yeah, well.
Yes, back home. Yes, back home.
Yeah, well.
But so it's
oh my God, one day, don't do this. Me and you have had a conversation about one particular person, but it isn't necessarily. Can we go back to what we were initially talking about?
Yes, support the kids, but also make sure they know Gucci things don't just come because they think isn't as the
open. What's going on? When are we going to Google cool?
I beg you now.
When?
I beg you
now. Brav.
Actually,
brav.
Brav, in grade 7, I was Googling.
Can I drag you?
Oh, late, Lord.
I was, but Oksalai.
Late. And you're Googling whichever school. You were going home and saying, oh my God, no. I'm trying to search for something. Oksalai.
Lalela. Google. Ngwazi. Ne floppy disk. Ne CD. Ne shandisle.
It's a mouse.
Ask Jeeves.
Ah, we grew up on Ask Jeeves. We used to ask Jeeves for everything. To Google it.
He knows the Google when you put CEO of Spanbani, it shows the CEO.
My nephew asked me, when I was describing something, Gitsi. And we had just been talking about a floppy disk, mind you. So, and I was just like, he's like 4. So I'm like, no, just press save. And he's just like, we're trying to figure out, obviously, the computer.
What you wanted, the floppy disk?
Not necessarily the phone.
Of course she did.
No, I didn't. I'm like, the save button. And obviously, okay, I'm used to a phone, Aiko, when I'm doing the computer thing. So then another, the mom of the cousin is just like, the save button. It's, the disc. And the child's like, what? And we point, and it's like, dude, that's not a disc.
You just like,
it's a floppy disc.
See, look, by as it dead, love.
We know what a floppy disc
is. Guys, I knew I was
dead.
Old. By as it dead,
love. By as it dead file.
I knew I was old.
As it Windows 3.1.
Yebu.
Oh my God.
One peripheral.
You dial up. Mouth to your search.
Do you know how hard it was to sneak internet?
Shout out to the Department of Education for sponsoring my internet lifestyle.
Dana. Shout out to Umalum
Tat. Guys.
Shout out.
You. No, yeah, well, guys.
Same guy that was telling you no. Hey, what nigga
same
dial up.
Guy.
That's
that
the only reason now. Same guy. Come on, boss man.
What? Mm-hmm. No, that nigga cool and all now, but that nigga shiesty.
Same guy. Same.
Shiesty.
Think about it, bro. Those people, shady, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, there's one of the films from the film festival spoke about the first Sophia Town, the removals.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. And I was like, okay, cool. I'd heard of Sophia Town and I'd read up on the removals and that one term. That's another thing we need to go back to. Curriculum.
Yeah.
That one term where I learned about Shaga, the apartheid, and then the rest of Africa.
Briefly.
I think it was always third term.
Third term. Soccer term. Soccer term.
The shortest term.
Yes.
Yeah,
boo. Yeah, that's why. No, Africa. Apartheid, rest of Africa. Back to world and America.
But why do they do that in African schools? Like, the fuck? Like, in NAM as well.
See,
like,
colonialism.
Yes.
See, the Independence Day, but we never really gained independence.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying, bro.
Yeah.
So back to what I was saying. Sophia Town was a city of, like, affluent black people.
Yeah.
Like, that were into clubs, they were into music. That's why a lot of the musicians and jazz.
Very progressive.
It was and you know, the army came in and moved everybody.
Yeah.
So our parents come from that generation where your dreams were shattered pamwako by the army.
Exen.
I don't care who you are and how much money you get in life.
Yeah.
If you experience that, what's exen be right? Kwafiki army and akseko right? You will never be the same.
And all because you didn't lose it yourself.
Mm-mm. No, you worked hard. Heck,
you're not worth it.
How
do you have money? It's like this one time I asked for a raise from the man who did not die from swine flu. And when I'm talking to the other people, they're like, ooh, at least they didn't ask you what you were going to do with the money. The fuck you mean, what am I doing with my money?
Exactly.
Because you know what I'm minimal. I was just like, phew.
And the only reason those people were removed was because Sophia Town was too close to a white neighborhood.
Yeah. And white people could see, what's y'all doing good. Nice we don't times. Like that.
Yeah.
Bro.
We don't like. Here.
Also, our young ladies are going over the jumping fences, man.
So, me personally, in my personal life, like I told you with my grandparents, they were like award-winning fucking Latin American and ballroom dancers.
Yeah.
They were able to ukhlala emgin.
Yeah.
Close to the bus station where my dad was working. What's okay? No, there's too much convenience at that whole... Everybody that stayed in that area... Where trusted is now.
I don't know the history of like Durban.
They were moved. They were moved to Mlazi.
I'm actually ignorant of the fact that I haven't read.
It's like insane.
That.
So now think about it. If our parents were born in like the 60s, 70s, this is happening in the 80s. These people are in their teens.
Yes.
And all the great things that your parents have done out of passion and everything.
Yeah. Diminished.
Gone.
Shattered. That's the world you lived in. And also, as much as, 94 happened, and then they said, but they can still come back and say, you can go back.
We now know about psychological, like, we know about this. Like, we've been privileged enough to be, in places where we cannot discern between work and overwork.
Yeah. Sit down.
You've
overshot the mark.
Yes.
Between just anxiety and day-to-day, go to your job.
So we're from a very important crop of people, a very important crop of black people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't see it like that because they're busy either trapped between fighting their parents and not really being into what they think is their passion or dream.
And then thinking the world owes them.
I get a degree.
The world owes me. The world doesn't owe you a job. You need to sit down.
You need
but
to sit.
But I'm really good at taking photos. Die. I should listen. The world owes you nothing.
Evolve or die.
Like, the world owes you nothing. It's like this person.
Oh, we got...
Yo, guys, this is that whole thing, guys. You need to respect your job.
This is a story I've been
you need to hone
a series
your
of
craft.
Stacked.
And this person, fine, we hire them for a certain job. Okay, we're doing this. Here's the job. This is what we need you to do. You do the job. Better than most, but like I'm not writing fan mail. You did your job. Great. Also, I did have to direct you, which I think I don't have to direct you when you're really good at your job. But okay. The results that I needed came through with some coaching.
Yeah.
Great. Me, I'm good. My job is done. My bosses think I'm awesome. Sure. You, whatever. We've paid you your money. You're solid. Your fee's done. So you're just like, you go fanboy over a product that we promote or that we were promoting. And I'm like, okay, you know what? You can hit me up during the week. I'll bring you into it. Like, I'll bring you a sample.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You phone me. All right, listen, I'm busy. I travel a lot. So I want to, guys, and get Sebenza. Unfortunately, I'm up, I'm down, I'm this, I'm this.
Graphing next year.
You text me, and I'm just like, hey, you know what? This is my schedule. This is my usual schedule. So kind of try to fit in, I want to just areas, or let me know where you're at. Or even send me your address. When I've got time, I can just pop in, masinklitil, or when I have time. This is over and above. I paid you your money, fam. This is over and above everything. Full fee.
Mm-hmm.
Up front. And then you have the audacity after waiting 8-ish days. And I'm counting you weekend, lap. I'm 8 days. To be like, you're dishonest. You said you'd do this for me and you haven't pulled through. My fucking nigga, you need to calm yourself and do not talk to me with your chest out. Come on. I am not the one. I am not your friend.
Hold on a minute.
I told you, this is my schedule. It's for my dip in July, first of all. So, I haven't even had meetings with people who bring me in millions. When Zong has leisure over a fucking sample of something, don't try it, guys.
Over 5 working days.
Five full working days.
So I'm just like, in fact, I said I'd get you whatever it is. songzokunika vele khona imahala futhi I have to pay for it.
Cross but when you're dishonest, and that person must have a damaged life.
And I'm just like, minu ang trial gabi because my work ethic is one thing that if you come for it, I will murder you where you stand. And I'll bury you in your parents' backyard. That's how serious I take my work.
She knows where you live, sir.
Yeah. Also, I know where you live. I know this. When I've fully communicated, first of all, you're not my top priority. Boom. Second of all, your fee has been paid. Boom. This is over and above because you liked something I had. All right. Third of all, if you had come through same night when I told you, catch me and keep it Putin, and you didn't do that, fuck out of here with that bullshit. I'm trying, Gabi, for trying to do something nice for you. Listen, Tina, we know. Look, if somebody's just like, as in,
I don't play like that.
Look, if it was just the flop, and I told him, Ngati, if you're smart, and I hope you are, this conversation needs to end now. I didn't even ask for an apology, Ngati. This conversation needs to end now. Waqhubeka ngoba uyislima yena. Aqhubeka ngoba uyisidum. Ngase ngathi no time. Me, I don't like making people's life difficult. I don't like making my own life difficult. I will not book you ever. And if a venue says nangu sibanmani, ngizothi angemfuna sibanmani, ngicela an alternate. Now you fucked up with the cash flow. Because when somebody asks me for a referral, oh, where did you get this or that or that? You're not the guy.
For merchandise.
No, I'm not going to give you the full story. I didn't work well.
I think that was one of the first lessons I learned. Not even working corporate, just working.
Don't fuck with your money, bro.
Because you don't know who you might need.
Dude, and this is the same person who I'm telling you that I don't have to
do it. You guys assume that people know when they are and are not fucking with their money.
No, you know when you're fucking with your money.
Besides that, never delay in writing because we can never take that shit back.
You're the same person that was telling us about people telling us Instagram followers in a meeting.
Yes. Labo bantuwe labo. They don't know.
No, that's what I'm... No.
When they
are not. They know. They're just not self-aware.
No, labo... Those are the people that... Okay, no positive... positive vibes only.
Yeah.
They want no positive vibes only. Do not know where... And when their money is being fucked.
And then that's
fucked.
Good because then you're going nowhere quickly.
Good job.
Not even slowly. You're going nowhere quickly.
There's actually a movie about that, hey? About kids that everything you did, you learned to walk. Oh my God, good job. You learned.
The worst words in the English.
Trophy for participation. No, fam. Participation, Masimba,
bro.
Number one, number two, number three.
Isn't that the fuckery our parents always standard we were held up to? You got 90, why didn't you get 100?
Okay, my parents were not that abusive. If I got more than 70, they were fine.
Say, pass back to 50.
Oh no, I know. I had an older.
I mean, if you had more than 70.
Pass mark of 50.
Right, at least to tolu B. Ah, open 9%. Nzo ilengi sabel. Oh, ah, tintambu ngo ilengi sa. Eh, for last bali. Ah, okaba nuno 100%. Sfunda.
I know. I'm from a family. I smoke. What's your pass?
No.
Wow, I smoke.
Standards are high, but they're not impossible.
Always high.
Good, also, Swabi, about 7 metric. I'm not the history of education. Following up that, everybody knew what I get as a fear that bad. Now, I'm going to try my academics. My sister and I were always a year behind each other. So, what's the end of the trick? I'm like, You're more grade 11. I'm a child. And already I'm a child. I should see, how the fuck am I going to get through next year? What's your matric results? What's your 7 A's? I should, that's the race is over.
I could.
This race is finished.
Genuine shock on my dad's face when I passed matric. That motherfucker was shocked. He's like, hey, what's on an exemption? We're college.
Wow.
Some parents didn't care. They just
didn't have that option to be pleasantly surprised.
No, they just wanted their kid to place.
But
yeah, just like back to the bouncing of jobs or finding your step after university. Because I mean, anyone who ever says, it's like, oh, what did you study at school? And with what I do and if they have a history of my work. And I tell them, and they're like, huh? I'm just like, I know, right? Even in the interview, it's the first thing people address. But like you did, I'm just like, I know, right?
But I have a cousin that studied.
I had a weird...
And she's in fashion.
And I was like, I had a weird speed hump that launched me out of this and put me into the roles I've kind of just been in. Mm. I've just been looking for the perfect company culture that supports and grows with
company
me.
Culture.
Yeah.
I just know that every workplace is hell.
Nah, fam.
I went to the workplace.
Nah, fam.
Every workplace
is
hell.
Fam.
It is.
Because,
like, guys, think about, like, on the other side, like, I figured out what I wanted to do very early for the rest of my life, you know? But at the same time, when I
had...
It's going very well.
Are you sure?
It's going so well.
You'd probably be happier in a corporate company.
No, private.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I would have been fired by now.
Just workplace vibe.
I would have been fired by now.
Only because
you'd go against your boss.
I think you thrive in my company, though.
I need autonomy where I work.
You thrive
everywhere.
Autonomy
is everywhere.
No. Autonomy is not everywhere, my bro. Workplace. Okay, workplace is all. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, I'm working in what I studied. But because when I got to varsity, I wasn't going to go find my dream. I already had my dream. I was like, Xena,
I
need to study something.
What I'm doing.
Because imagine, I want to that I'm funding. I'm an investor.
I'm an investor.
I think I'm a return. On investment. And the funny thing is that what I'm grateful for is that now, based on what I studied, I can speak like that.
Yeah.
About investors and returns on investment based on my passion.
They're called parents.
We all know that I'm notoriously known.
Investors are the parents.
I'm a notorious person in Durban entertainment for not wanting to be fucked over because I know the jargon.
Small claims court.
Yeah.
La Lela.
And I would never have gotten it.
I will sick you on the dogs.
Or Danielle will phone you.
Yeah. The dogs are Danielle.
Yeah, well, so.
I'm the guy.
Silo was on the polar opposite of Uruti. He said, Xena, I like shooting videos. He used to shoot the fights at Northwood on his phone. There was even a montage of the fights.
Of course he did.
Yeah. So, and the guy that I work with, M17, that recently got hired, he's in fine arts. He was a fine arts guy that studied fine arts. He went to school with Osil. Surprisingly, Northwood parents were very liberal.
Surprisingly.
So he studied fine arts now, and he's got a job. He's an animator. And when he explains to me about Silo, it makes sense why he fought for a video to study cinematography and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Me, I was a different animal. I was like, this is not worth the fight.
Let me just do this to get that.
I got through high school.
I can do
this. Let me just get through this. Let me just get through this.
Also, all my friends are here, so I'm cool.
So, and then when I was out, I was like, okay, I got this degree. It's a resource now. Might as well
use it.
People are like, okay, I've got this degree. Now give me the life that I've always wanted.
No, you still need to be scrappy and fight for that.
Get all be depressed from that outlook in life, bro.
You need to fight for it. And when it doesn't work out, you need to dust yourself off and say, sick, guys.
Kind of go back to the drawing board.
And then you're like, go back and reevaluate.
Or go to a job that inverted commas, is not glamorous.
I tell you, part of my bumming was not wanting to be like part of the industry. I was like, oh my gosh, no, I can do it by myself.
Yeah,
like,
against the system.
Fuck the system. And you realize you're not going to do it by yourself. Yeah. And it was the decision to be like, I'm going to go work in my industry again.
Yeah.
Was when everything started up for me
coming
again.
Together, yeah.
Coming is like, oh, okay, you're willing to slave for somebody else.
Yeah.
In your, like, it was always like...
But it's funding your side hustle.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, pretty much.
That was like
my, I perfected somewhere. My side hustle before I got to my real job. That I benefited in that regard.
But in doing that, your real job is now your side hustle.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it
works. Ironic, right?
That's it. Like,
but also, it's only a side hustle temporarily.
It's a side hustle for as long as he needs it to be a side hustle.
I'm a sponsor. Yeah,
well. Well, I'm a sponsor, magic, guys.
So it's a lot of that, bro. Like, a lot of people need to go back to the drawing board in terms of their qualifications. Excel, okokimane ningi, wafunda lento lena.
Dragging me.
How can you apply this? How can I make this work, bro?
Yeah, bro.
It's there, magic.
It literally is. How can I make this work? Because you've got the skill, but you might need to apply it in a different
way. Get started, you go to know about full of masters, be under 30. Uzoyenza any masters under 30. Oyo research. Oyo research. Uyo research into Zoyenza.
No, that's a side hustle in its own.
Ugo bane masters. But I was focused on it.
Those are the people that just inhale the information and don't understand
it.
There's a difference between understanding the theory and just
applying the theory and just knowing the theory.
Parroting it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the school that was organized into this. All masters is for later on in life. It's for later on in life.
When I was veiling his schooling, when Zanjina, he cook his school later so that my parents can pay my debts.
Pele nje. Washaya ma running expense. Operating expense by cover. Because I was like, dude, high school wasn't that bad. So varsity can't be that much worse. 3 years.
And then what happened?
And then I went there. January, I'm going to go apply for my thing. So, okay, sure. Nah, with the points you have, it's either Oyalapana, it was in finance, it was in fucking law. And I was like, ha. I feel like we're looking in the wrong place, lah.
These are not the ones that
Puma category. My points. Yine corner.
Yeah, give me all the options.
Give me yine corner. Puma yine corner. And then we went to the greatest decision of my life: humanities.
Shout out humanities.
Shout out to the Department of Humanities,
shout out
bro.
To the School of Humanities.
I am envious because, like, when I had the opportunity to apply for varsities, I was just like, I don't want to actually study in South Africa. That was like my one thing. I didn't want to come.
Go back. See, talk about
it. Because it was starting again. Like, my whole life was there. I was okay, like, you know what? I will just go into res. I'll figure it out. I'll visit my sister. And then that option was taken away very quickly. And it was, this is what we're doing. I wrote my final paper the Thursday. Monday, I uprooted my entire life and I moved countries.
Yeah, well, you turned out okay.
Boy, I'm in school. I'm in school.
Yes, I'm.
Yeah, well,
coming here, it was going to VC and kind of, I don't want to study this, but I'm really good at it. But I don't like journalism. Let's study something else. And then I did something else just to say, ngiyafunda, not really because it was what I wanted to do. And then I did PR because apparently I'm good at that, and I tripped and fell into that. Finished that very well, and then kind of just tripped and fell into all my jobs.
I must imagine. My closing remarks,
closing
our job for us.
Imagine. No, Mina.
Oh, Iliva.
Mina. Msalof. Mina, Msalof. Msalof.
Cinema tab is
Mina, Mina, Msalof. Self me. Me, self me. But like, to say, like,
yeah.
My dad was like an HR guru, and one of the reasons why I didn't go to varsity college was because he was an HR guru, my mom was privy to certain information, and when I said I want to go to a private college, she's like, "Lalel, abashulo umsebenzi, abasebenza nobabo wakho bayofundisa varsity college." So girls ofundisa umuntu umsebenzi. ubumhlulile. So that was the practical advice that I got, was that, bro, how can somebody that failed at business teach you about business?
Yeah, that's true.
And then another thing is that, like, qualifications, for the longest time, like, especially later on in life, it was just to measure your ability to commit to something and get it done.
Mm. And look, higher education is very elitist. Depending on where, it's very elitist. Like, ooh, I need to be ranking. It's so hard, boo. You know, this is the what. This is the what. And ranking system.
So now, that's where the degree is now. And in our life, a degree is not a guarantee of anything. It's just that you are able to finish something.
You can commit.
You can commit to something. And we know that there's times where you didn't want to do this. And but you did it.
I actually saw
that's all we need from you.
Degree accomplished, and then it's like a GIF. Is that the correct pronunciation?
GIF.
That of Drake from the new Chris Brown video, and it's like, aww, that's legit. How jobs look at your qualifications. No. Like,
yeah,
but at least you committed.
You were able to finish.
You participated.
Oh my God.
Well done.
And then it's like, I just gave you my degree. You need to give me my sports car and my house.
No. You need to earn 3,000 rand for an obscene amount of years before we even consider.
Bruh, don't even understand. Like,
before we even consider raising it to 8.
When I moved out of home, like when I stayed with a candidate attorney and they were earning 3,500 rand a month. And I was like, dude, I feel like you got sold a raw deal. This is not what I heard that lawyers were supposed to be.
What is this?
Like, I thought
you're
that
supposed
you
to be driving a Merc.
Yeah, bro.
Lunch is on you, fam.
Dinner all day, all day.
Yeah, like, bruh, life is fair because it's just like uniform and it's chaos. So you can't hold like your goals or you can't hold your life purpose in a piece of paper, bruh.
Yeah,
you
cannot.
You need to be able to bounce back, reshape, take stock, move 2 steps, kokumo.
Chambile.
And if I add it again,
or die.
Chambile.
It really is evolve or die. And if you don't have that in you, if you go through something, you're just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And you lie in a puddle of your disappointment and your broken. No, fam.
And. Take stock of your decision. All abantu that you were frowning upon, but FET, no matter that, no, I said DUT even because not too long ago DUT was frowned upon.
It's IT.
Yes, but what about DIT?
What was DIT?
Durban
Institute of Technology. Yes, but government. Yes, but government. Bahamba, gama Q7, nama Q5.
Bahamba,
bago technical, ga Transnet. Bashay over time ngaka zoyicabanga wena.
Alela. They're living the lives.
When we say Labana, Upis community, no peanuts.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, sugar,
Chela, bro. You need to make real life decisions now.
You do.
Yeah.
Take stock.
See my chile, man.
And a lot of people, by a time, they don't want to adjust to their circumstances. They'd rather fall into or dig the hole of debt deeper. Instead of saying
large economic footprint.
Yeah. Instead of saying, no, this has happened. This is what's happening. This is now where I'm at. Let me move home for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's situational awareness you spoke about. The people are unself-aware.
People aren't self-aware.
There's
let
no
me
shame in going home.
Let me taxi moto.
Eat taxi.
The first one.
And
that will get you. Because we all have a friend who, I'm that friend. I had to make that decision. Are we doing this? Are we tapping into all the savings? Or are we moving back home? So kokumoya, where at least I don't necessarily.
1%.
But when you are sebenza, you had like a little, you know, a little bit of money.
A little.
I know what are my savings at sea.
Yeah.
But singabo na mi na kutilalela. Okay, guess bad. I want to tabo le mali ngegi last day. When I get back home, cutting sebenza, I need to at least keep him contributing the grosser. Hi yonke, but at least in umi e blocks e pagetin lam. Every month, look big. I'm an adult. I can't be asking for my
money.
Roll on. But that's what I'm saying, situational awareness. And yes, oh no, but you were doing this, you were doing great, you were in Joburg, you were getting promoted by my man. Okay, that was yesterday. Today's today. Life said, ha-ha, today's today, so I moved back.
Mm.
And I started rebuilding again. And guys, yes, you need to
no
do that.
Shame.
There's no shame. Home. There's no shame in selling the car it takes because you can't afford it.
Like, if you have the choice to go home, if you are able
to. There's no shame to say, I'm not going.
A lot of things that people don't understand. Like, people don't.
There's no shame in saying, I can't go out to lunch or drinks or whatever. There ain't no shame in that.
Nah, it was a kanjan. Kanjan, if it's.
Kanjan. Yeah, it was a shame.
Man, if it's, I have to. Otherwise, you're going to think that, yeah, bro. No, my life is not together, and
first, guys.
Nina.
Nah.
Nina, so, yeah, understand, you know, Nina. You don't get how people are living out here.
And I'm the fix
isn't even worth it, guys. Yo, guys.
But drip is forever.
No,
it's forever. See, that's the thing. Me, I'm caught in the balance in the between that. I have to do a lot so I can get a lot of different incomes so that I can drip forever.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm taking responsibility for my lifestyle.
Yeah,
isn't that like kind of the teachings our parents have instilled in us, whether we like it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was that you will clean. No, Ben cares, it's the wee hand.
So, de facto, it's either you choose, it's okay, sure. It's like either I'm going to be a logic, I'm going to swindle my way in, mali. And there's people that started that as kids and they still do it now. Or
as grown motherfuckers inconveniencing
other grown motherfuckers
around them.
Yeah. But because but decide up in a 13 with Yoktini, and I'll make a way through. That's why I always make it a point to call those people out because
even apply that on dates. Okay. This man has taken you on a date. You're not going to pay for the meal. Just like, okay, can I get the tip?
Yes,
just be a fucking grown-ass person.
Yes, it's a cat
lamp. Okay, come on, guys. We can't be these people.
A first date going like that.
Like, come on, guys. Like, yeah, can I hold the tip? Sounds bad now, but like... But like... okay, can I take care of the tip? Then no one says no, and then insist. Yeah, you know what? I'd like to.
But
and like, then if they say no, okay.
Shabu.
Look, I'm trying to keep this 100 rand anyway. But like, just know I'm a grown person, and we
even
make.
Me.
You know, even me too. How me too? I can contribute. Listen, I see that Merc you picked me up on, and I'm exhausted for angnayo. Of course you can afford
car.
This whole thing. I funny and share now my kilometer the trendies. But now 100 rand I'm paid to look
contribute to the
me too.
Even me.
Oh, look, I'm now 100 rand. Can't wait. I say, you're not going to be sure. Yeah. I can't wait. But like, look, some people will insist, oh, no, don't drop. And some people will welcome and be like, oh, okay, you know what?
Thank you.
Yeah, bong. And now at least you're more than sure. If I say, Pinganyana, what do you call it? I know my traps, I know my triceps, but Pinganyana, I was not gym, so figure that. Sophia, that's a sham exhaust out for. Hey, well, guys, I was on Florida Road the other day. Gabona SUV, Agalumbukini, Kushakulek. It was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Of course.
But I'm just like, drip, flex. Drip is forever. If I had access to that kind of money, I'd buy that fucking ugly ass car. Gitsi, drip is forever.
But isn't it also a thing of, there's so much money
by clan. It's on clan, it's a permanent. And I've made this service announcement, public service announcement. Guys, remember me as I was when I was poor, because I will change and morph into the actual human being
I
am inside. But
nobody's going to morph like the producer of this show.
Lela, Optimus Prime. Uti wa Ibo. Hosen trailer, sengi robot, sengi akuluma, sengi... Yay! Guys, my ancestors
standing in the Decepticon.
Madlozi ami ngcela imali khona ngizobakhombisa ukuthi what I can transform into.
No, I'm a,
I can transform you, man.
Me, I can transform.
I appreciate that comment. I said, no, already I'm at the right level of obnoxious, so it'll just, when I have money, it'll just, it'll level itself out.
Later, Mina, it will absolutely make me go berserk. For how long and how berserk I on the level completely depends on you guys, you know?
She thinks we'll entertain mess.
No, it's not entertaining mess. Sengiyasho nje ukuthi, check, depend on it. Will you remember the humble soul I used to be when I was poor?
Will you remember? Humble.
And the love. Because I will never.
My friend is humble for sake.
What's I humble for sake?
No, being humble is cool. Being modest is not cool.
Jay. So it is what it is.
I work too hard. Yeah,
announcer. Yeah,
Gaspana. Hey, it's just, it didn't just happen. It didn't come. It just come. Gaspana. Modesty.
Why? But like
I can say like I can be humble, but like it doesn't make me better than you. But gang, I've been
talking. Modesty. Take thee to a nunnery.
Credit somebody else for this shit. Fuck that.
Our conversation will be text brackets. Just like how somebody gets in my car and drives it, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, bo.
I'm just like, ah, bitch.
Clutch down, clutch up.
Clutch down, a bitch. It's like, clutch down, let's see. No.
I need to sit in the back seat of everyone's cars.
I just clowned with the. Yeah, I want to let low energy. Miss, we times are 100 million rand at least. I really, okay, she's a driver. Let's just chop her in, babes. Would be my comments on a daily. No, what's a land? She fly private, babes. Yo, why? Usa check in. I know. I gave it to sis called Symphony Lilo Andre.
PJ.
Uso glanda. I'm going to pay la femme. You, why?
About a private jet 3 times. Sebeti manje just in a private jet.
It's in a private jet, pillow. Ibo, we chop her everywhere. But yeah.
What was that attached? Where na? Fly SFA.
Chop her everywhere. I mean, now I'm doing better. I chop her. Fly her to Virginia to Lanseria.
Let alone 15 blocks. La. Mina. Fly SFA na. Fort Liba. Usilo's been around me where I had a large sum of money that was disposable. Like a gum tree.
Really? Yeah, because it's never been the right amount of money.
Ha, it was the right amount of money.
Never been the right amount of large
money. It was the right amount of money.
100 million magic.
That's it,
la. Fuck the country,
she came from the stone. Stoner. Okay, 100 million
magic.
It's
from America.
There's a certain, going back to branding. You have a perception. The same perception people have of stores is the same perception people have of these degrees and shit.
No, I'm going to logo, but like, I don't need the store.
Yeah, well, this great goods shit. There needs to be like a great goods curriculum.
Apple, that's not Apple. There needs to be we're a not Apple, we're iPhone.
Curriculum, bro.
Much.
Where it covers. it just covers what you need to know in life.
We're the ice store, we're not Apple. What you mean?
It's my ice store, it's not.
Ice store, no.
Guys,
there's a brand, there's a popular sound brand that Umbuso, a friend of mine, found out that the sound brand is made in China and they charge 3 times more than another brand made in China. Okay. And the owner's manual of the second brand has the name of the first brand.
Funda the back of my phone. I think it's the bottom line.
It says.
Made in China?
No.
Designed in America?
Yep.
only
China.
There we go.
Yep.
Everything is made in China, my friend.
Everything
is made in China.
But I guess
so. I'm the person that's not gonna go to iPhone. I'm gonna go to find somebody that's in China and wait the 3 weeks. No matter how much the amount of money.
You're going to give your daughter to Google.
No. Yeah, Zash.
Yeah.
Zash.
Like what? Convenience.
No. Zash.
Convenience.
Zash.
But then I have burnt a bridge in convenience out of principle.
Because I wish a nigga would.
There's something we didn't touch on.
Yeah.
How do you feel about online schooling, online qualifications? Online courses, free online courses, short-term online courses.
Nah, fam, if it's free, I'm skeptical just because of my old school.
FET. Oh, you're looking at the front on FETs, right?
No. FET, I don't frown upon. Listen, my brother is the most successful person in our family, and he did FET. So I know the results. I know exactly what it is. But most of the people who are funded is for mahala.
Yeah, you pay for the certificate.
Yeah, I guess, but
Google has all those.
No, but that's just my thinking because I'm very, you know, I'm more analog than I am digital.
Rocks and
that's
soil.
That's just me. Yes. Tangible. So I am an old soul.
How are you 6 months older than me and so old?
Oksalayo.
Can you protract?
Lalela. I can protract the shit out of that. Lalela.
Can you protract?
Lalela.
I'm
that person. Kenge Encyclopedia Britannia.
So, if we're summing this up, we're saying that everybody that's got these worries about their qualifications needs to suck it up.
Suck it up. Yeah. But, Angaz, also, the elitist part of my soul frowns upon free online whatever.
Zash.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
anyway. But, me, Ga into qualification yam ya ibona nje leyo eyangithola li raise because of intangashayo elison.com
but why eda kwe qualification
sure
it's a free online
awumananga wayithola nje from la garakati kanika
but the cost manager is that angathi you can with e-commerce and with the whole flipping digital universe when ungavuka kusele uthi yakuthini ngivuka ama khandlela scented and go online and find courses that will equip you with the skills to do that.
Basically, going back to the typist, remember when the computers came in, they had to get Excel certificates?
Yeah.
Keep building on from that one type of
course. Yeah.
The same thing.
Saying the Excel thing was accepted as Excel.
It used to be Excel master classes.
Yay.
So none of those shady schools is now a website.
Yes, for free.
Yeah. Because you see, but this is what you're willing
to social media elitist, for free, but you're not willing to learn for free.
The elitist part, this is why I was very specific. The elitist part of my soul.
We are pirates, I download the music, Mahala. We are whatever my sites of music, I'm my own Mahala. I will tell you online education, Mahala. Black child, you're on your own.
No, it is not a black thing. I feel like in academia, a lot of us are very, and then you got...
How about your food? How about your lecturer? How about your researcher?
Tell me, I'm totally dream job. I'm writing.
But
I can still be an elitist.
Yeah, I love.
Don't be your mother.
When I want to be. No, my mom is not an elitist snob. I am the elitist snob. Me, it's not my mother.
Consumption.
It is me.
When we serve, we service.
Is forever.
The service industry.
Shrimp is forever.
The service industry. Yes, palaces.
Oksalayo. Trip.
So you would be much better off. Like, dude, honestly, give it a try. You want footage? Job? Are you going into this new field of work? There's a couple of online courses you need to take.
10 hours.
And they're free.
10 hours.
Angifundi sengishilo nje.
Okay. Nina bafethu lapho out there. And now my honors, you're not starting to have masters. Anna, 5 to 7 to 10 years experience. I'm spanning.
And you're not an elitist. Kitalaniya,
Ellison.com. Kitalaniya, Linda.com. Kitalanje, new fund.
Google has them too, guys.
Get it together.
I'm actually doing
lives,
the digital marketing one on Google.
I'm doing an Ellison course, a project management one.
Yeah, I go business school. All
right, in guys, we should let's wrap.
We're actually some learning ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, right. But he's our boss. Yes, and he's our boss. Yeah, okay, guys.
Does he pay you?
He's not.
You don't know what I get in my agreement, girl.
La letter. That's why
pay, contracts is private.
That's why pay slips are confidential.
I don't know what y'all discussed, but we had our own conversation.
That why pay slips is confidential.
You don't know my life, girl.
I apologize.
Also, everybody needs to go out and watch The Great Hack.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yes.
It's on my list.
Give your daughter to Google The Great Hack. It's actually not that bad. It's actually the zeitgeist seal of people, they take it very personally. It's not that bad.
So streamer,
like, okay, they know where I am.
The same person that's what all happens when I want to kill somebody.
They don't know where I was at.
Yeah.
We knew where
that's
you were.
That's the problem. Why they got that shit?
Also, why do you want to kill somebody?
History.google.com, delete everything.
Yes.
Also, I feel like we need to discuss why you want to kill somebody, but that is another
legal.
It's an entertainment
Legal.
I love the informative aspect of the show.
Legal.
I'm not going to jail for anybody.
Legal.
I'm gonna
delete this part.
No. Yeah, legal. No. I need to. I need people to know that I was opposed. Legal.
I am not going to jail for anyone.
Alrighty then. Thank you, Wandi Letipek. Vulindlelangidi.
Just to note, I'm here in my capacity as a Vulindlel.
Yay!
Yeah, bro.
Alright.
You're going to need an appearance fee for tea bag.
Siyabongake babuvulindlela. Nushi P, it's always nice to be with you. No. No. You just did an equivalent of an ugly cry with an ugly laugh. Anyway, this is Dineo Mkubong.
And this is Nishi B.
And you're listening to Wine O'Clock
on radiodr.co.za.
Thank you.
Bye.
Double. You're now tuned in to radiodr.co.za.
I'm Nishi B. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Nishi B.
And I'm Dineo Mkubong.
And this is Wine O'Clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.